Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the first call of the month, which is one of our favorite calls because we get to celebrate the wins from the previous month. And I kind of, anyway, it's this 4th of July weekend. I know everybody's busy and going to have a lot of fun family things and friend things, but let's celebrate, and the top 10, I'm going to see if I can juggle my stuff around here.
Okay,
she's
on.
did you wake her up?
No, she's trying to round up some people to get on the call.
Oh, okay. Well, a very fun thing that happened, Edwin Osiri and Lois Wilburn are essentially, you know, within just a few points, they are tied. So we just wanted to say they're both number one. And Edwina is on, so Edwina, why don't you share first that you guys were less than 20 points apart. so we said, we'll both make them both number one. Tell us what happened in your June that got you to number one. Edwina, we gotta unmute you. So hang on just a second. Now I gotta get back to the other. Edwina, there you are. Okay, I apologize.
That's all right.
Your line is open.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. It's so good to talk to you all. First, let me say happy 4th of July. Have a great weekend, a good time. I was not in this place in the whole month of June. I was at the place of, okay, I'm going to do my business. I'm going to just, you know, whatever customers I can come up with. It was kind of almost like a rest time for me. But something happened. I went away and met my sisters and some other friends, and I don't know. I just got that feeling of, okay, let me see what I can do. This is the end of the month. I had already met somewhat of my quota for silver, but then Meekin came up with this wonderful idea of closing out with the free shipping, and I thought, you know, I would be so sad if I didn't call people that were waiting on things like this, including myself. So I got on the phone. I called several customers. I called consultants. Did you see that? Things started changing around. And I was feeling okay about whatever happened. At least I did what I thought I was supposed to do, which was to make sure everyone knew and to remind them of things that they had wanted and how they could put this in and that in. And all of a sudden, I'm talking to one, and I look at my volume, which has jumped up there, and I thought, oh, my gosh. Well, at any rate, the only thing I can tell you is I really got busy then. And I thought, now what if we would hit where I want to be, which is I want to do 10,000 a month, and just going for that. And I thought, let me give it a really, really big effort. In fact, my husband, who doesn't cook, cooked that night because I wasn't coming out to go cook for us. And I think that he knew that. Anyway, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of people putting in. I was so overjoyed, I could not go to sleep. And the only thing I could say to you is your intentions is the best that you can acquire in this business. When you have those positive intentions to make things happen, then guess what? God is so good. It just makes it happen. I'm just happy to be here. Thanks, guys, and I thanked all my group, and I told them what happened.
Fabulous. Yay,
yeah,
team.
Yeah,
that's so awesome. Well, amazing thing was happening. I checked numbers on Thursday, and well, the day before. What was the last day of the month?
Thursday. Yeah.
So I checked on Wednesday, and Lois was number one then, and then I checked again Thursday, and Edwina was, but just $2. So we decided to make it all one. So the other number one, Lois Wilburn, you are on the line. Tell us what happened in your month. How did that happen?
Oh, okay, great. I'll say good morning to everyone. Yeah, I was kind of like in the same, at the same attitude as Edwina. You know, I'm just gonna, it's like, I enjoy sharing these products with people and this opportunity. So, you know, I'm just gonna make it fun. It just feels so good just to talk to someone about it. And so, that's what I did. And the numbers start going up, and the last day, I was like, Edwina, too, again, I've got to call people. And a lot of people think, boy, if it, you know, I don't get paid until tomorrow, can they extend it to the first? You know, some people did that, and I didn't get as many orders on that day because people would say, I won't have money until tomorrow. But anyway, it was they placed it on the first, so, I mean, some are going to. Anyway, that was just my attitude. Just go out and just share it. If people love the water, and I spent a lot of time yesterday talking about the water to different people, so they're all excited about it. So, and one person who moved up to senior, she also pushed her upline senior, Regina Guillory. I invited her on the call. It's Saturday and it's early California, so people like to sleep in.
Yeah.
But I invited her on the call and she said she would. She probably forgot. And she's enjoying her new sleep system so much. She probably doesn't want to get up.
Oh, that's awesome.
She said that that was the, she put it on her bed last week and she said that was the best sleep that she has had in years. And her husband's sleeping pattern has changed. He was on a CPAP machine, but he's still sleeping better. And she mentioned that it's so comfortable, the temperature, because they were fluctuating, you know, between hot and cold. And now they're comfortable. So it's amazing.
Wow.
I'm going to keep that same attitude going this month and bring in some more consultants.
Well, that is awesome. Congratulations,
thank you.
Edwina, and congratulations, Lois, and you guys.
Regina?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You guys are awesome.
Am I on?
Yeah.
Jack, okay. I wanted to share with everyone a little bit more when I said about this vibration. When you get that going feeling, things start to happen. Yesterday, my neighbor came over and she bought me a wonderful vase that she had gotten from an estate sale. And she just knew that I wanted it, that I would have it. I don't even know this lady very well, but I welcome her in. And she started telling me stories about what was going on in her life and so forth. And immediately I thought about Alice and Bill Cottle. And I called them. And Bill answered. And Bill did an ABC with me that quick with this lady, which was just overwhelming about everything. When that lady left here, she couldn't wait to get the bed that I'm going to loan her, the water, and so forth. And I just thought to myself, wow, I don't remember when I thought to call Bill and Alice and have them talk, but I just thought, you know, you're in that zone. And when you're in that zone, you got to go with what your mind comes up with, and it just all works. And for Bill, he was just right there. He said, I'm ready. I want to thank him on this because he did such a wonderful job. She was just saying, thank you, Bill. Thank you, Bill. But I didn't have to say any more. She was ready to try everything. So that was just a plus that's going to take me into helping somebody really big that needs us in July.
Wow. Well, that's awesome, Bill. I see he's on the call. He's doing work at his church this morning, so I don't know if he'll be able to talk, but he heard your appreciation, so.
Yay!
That's awesome.
Thank you. I had to mention that. He's so good.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so cool. Yeah, you know.
And okay, I want to mention one thing myself. I had someone, I called someone who was, the person was at my house, and I was talking to him about the water and the joint formula, and I called another cross line. She did a three-way ABC with me, and they said, okay, we want it. They bought the water system and the bone pack, just like that.
Wow. That is so cool.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, working together, you know, it just makes it so much more fun. And there's nothing like the confirmation of somebody else being excited about it.
Right.
So good job, you guys. Now I got to get back to my other page here. Okay. So next is Pam and Ron Barnes, and they are in where they're on anyway.
Are they on? Are you guys
Tennessee,
on?
You guys on the line? Pam and Ron, they went to what do we call it? Tennessee to the Grand Ole Opry, you know, thing, and I think that's where they are. Now, and they were going to be packing this morning. Pam thought they could get on. Let me get back and look and see where. Okay, here.
Well, yeah, you have everybody muted, so.
Everybody's muted, but I don't see Pam. Okay, so congratulations to you guys. They had really good volume too, and I'm not sure what I'm gonna have something else to share too at the end because I checked the retail point, so there's a retail order too, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. Next is Tina Davidson. Tina, and I told you how to unmute your phone before, but I don't remember right now.
I think it's star 5.
And Carla Cook has her hand up. Carla, I think your line's open.
I was just trying to tell you that they were in Nashville, but I don't know either why they aren't on this morning, Pam and Ron.
Okay, they had so much fun.
It might be the time zone change. You know, sometimes that trips us up.
Yeah, it could be the time zone. Great. And Tina, okay, your line is open, Tina.
Excellent. Good morning, everybody.
Good
morning. Hey. This month has been just kind of bizarre because I had my surgery on the 16th, and so leading up to it was all sorts of stuff, and then since it's been really hard to do a whole lot. But after Julie and I did the last couple shift episodes, people are just getting excited. And I had several people contact me after this last sleep shift episode, and everyone's like, I need sleep. I have to have sleep. This is terrible. I don't sleep at night, and you know, you start listening to everything that's going on with them. But so I think next month will be even better because planting of the seeds this month, and the live Facebook streaming has been such a blast. Julie and I are having so much fun, and we just have a great time together.
But had a new person join me. I don't know if Elizabeth is on the call. I invited her, but it is early on the West Coast. But
yeah,
brand new, and she's not. Okay, she's wonderful. She's wonderful.
I don't see it.
And
hey, Elizabeth.
Going, she's going for her holistic nutrition certification right now, and loves holistic nutrition. So she's wonderful. But really, it's just been a interesting month.
Not much
to report. I'm sorry.
That's probably partly why Nikan threw that in at the end. So because
everybody gets excited about free shipping. That's for
free shipping.
Sure. Yeah, but that's exciting, man. I mean, all that Facebook live streaming. Just like you said, it's just going to gain momentum. You know, more and more people are going to see it. More and more people are going to be getting on the calls. You're planting the seeds. They're really going to start. Just like Joel was sharing that that email that the contact that she got this morning about the results that people are getting with the products that she loaned them. And it's just exciting, you guys. I mean, wow. That is phenomenal.
And this is just a little weird side note, but you had asked for little stories. My husband, who is a massive coffee drinker, we're talking 8 shots when he first gets up in the morning of espresso, and then he drinks coffee throughout the day, and so is it. I mean, crazy. He said to me this morning, he said, "Tina, I don't know what it is, but I just don't crave coffee anymore." He said, "I'm down to like 2 shots, and I don't know what's going on. I just don't even crave it or want it, like the flavor." And I said, "Yay! It's all working, baby." I said, "The 10-4, the Jade Green, the sleep, the water, everything's working." And he's like, "Yeah, okay." It's like, well, men are so challenging.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, same thing happened to me. We weren't big coffee drinkers, but every time I'd go by I'd see a latte place or something, I said, "Well, let's just stop in there," you know. And I've almost totally, I mean, in the last 3 months, I think we've had one or maybe two. But it's just, I just don't crave it anymore at all. And same thing. I know it's the nutritional, the Pymag water, the KVB, the J Green Zyme. We do it all, and the 10-4. So anyway, that's cool.
Thank you. Yep. Have a great 4th, everybody.
All right. Thank you. Who's next?
Yay, let's see.
And Tina, I guess I better look at this other chart here. Okay, I'm going to – Tina is number 2 in retailing. So, and let's see. And Pam Barnes is number 9. And I'll just tell you right now. Nancy Clyde, Tina Davidson, Lois Wilburn, Becky Dragon, Carol Patterson, Ruth Lowe, Carla Cook, Doris Lorden, Pamela Barnes, and Julie Matt. In that order,
our top 10 retailers. Yay, yeah. Team. Wow, awesome.
Okay, so back over to this.
Now we're on the...
Okay, Nancy Clyde.
Now we're on the personal group, so the top 10 personal group volume.
Okay, Nancy Clyde, your line is open, Nancy.
Well, good morning, everyone. Two things I picked up from Lois and Edwina. It's a great reminder. You know, we have to keep hearing it. They called people. And I thought, you know, I sent out some emails. I called a few, but I could have done more. And you guys really did it. That is so awesome. And then, Edwina, you underscoring intention. And then the 3 ways. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, yeah, I am thrilled because of my crazy life. It's been lots of fun, and it's still going on, and very emotional around here with health issues with my sister-in-law and our grandson and oh, 9 grandkids in the house. It's been crazy, and I'm just thrilled.
To make oh, my goodness.
When you have Niken, it fits in. It's amazing. So what happened, I was traveling with my mother several weeks ago and visited longtime friends. So a big part of the retail was the daughter of one of my mother's longtime friends. And she was just ready. She even made the statement, Nancy, I would have thought this was a bunch of hooey about 6 months ago. But she says, wow, I am really open to this. And she had worn the Marquesa necklace and bracelet while we were there. She rolled herself up in the travel comforter, and she could not believe how wonderful she felt. And then I left her all kinds of samples. She had told me before I even got there, it had never, ever even met her. She said, just bring me everything. So I left her some 10-4 and the KVB and the paleo bars. And she would not take the necklace and bracelet off, so she has since ordered that for me, and I now have mine back. But Niken just fits in, and if your intention is to always just listen and hear what people's needs are and then offer a solution, those people who are ready and prepared and looking rise to the surface. And so for so many years, you know, I was just dumping on people, and that just pushed them away. So it really was just visiting with people. In fact, another daughter down in the valley of another friend of my mom's, they're getting information. Her husband's a vet, so I think that always slows people down when they're in the medical field, but they are very interested in some things. But just listen, and as busy as you are with life and everything, you can always offer solutions, asking if they want any information and then going from there. So it has really been fun. It's that wonderful feeling. Who was it, Julie,
mm-hmm.
that's talking about loaning all of those things and just how wonderful it feels to really make a difference in the whole family. I mean, it's just changing the trajectory of their lives. I was looking at the list when you had told me that I was number one in retail, and a lot like the free shipping, there's at least 3 or 4 people represented within that one order so that it would be up over the 300, and then it was well over when they really started thinking about it. Niken is such a blessing. We have such wonderful information. I've gotten some wonderful referrals from people at my business meetings, and we're just carrying on, even though my life is absolutely crazy around here. It's amazing the life. The house is so quiet at the moment, and you don't hear noise. But anyway, everyone just, you know, and really, Niken is a marathon. It is not a sprint. And many of us have been in a long, long time, but with all that has changed, it really is perfect timing, perfect time to get this information out. It is all so simple. So thank you.
Hey.
Yay, Nancy. Woohoo.
That was awesome. Okay, well, I just got a text, and Pam
and
Ron
are
on. So your line's open.
Congratulations, you guys.
Well, good morning. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
great to have a
new
sentence.
Woohoo.
Am
I on? You're on.
Okay. Something's happening with my phone now. But anyways, always great to have a Niken day. We're traveling again, and I had to laugh the last time we traveled, and Niken did, you know, the big special, and we spent the time, some of our time focused on that. And sure enough, when I got the news that thanks for that email about the free shipping, I got up the next morning, Ron was in class, and I spent the next 3 hours texting, emailing, and it paid off. I mean, I just stopped the plans that I had and said, okay, this is what's going to happen today. I'm going to touch more lives. I'm going to get more products on people. And any incentive like that is, of course, a draw for people to order. So it's just having that list, where it's mentally or, you know, in your phone or whatever, of people that you've been dripping on for a long time, and just being able to just say, hey, touch base. This is what we've got. And that did it.
Wow, that's phenomenal. You know,
It does. That little incentive, I mean, free shipping, and you got to do it right now instead of putting it off. And, you know, if people jump in there, they do it, and then they get the products, and then they feel better. So it's so phenomenal. So, yeah, I really appreciate that, you know, that you're willing to do that, that you just jumped right in there, shifted your plans, and you know, contacted all those people. So.
Well, and the other thing is you check first thing. You know, you check your email.
You stay plugged in, right?
You stay plugged in because there's people that missed out on this because they didn't know, even though, you know, I've been sent out a couple of times. And they want to blame other people, but really.
it's critical.
Let's see. I see a couple.
Yay, Ron and Pam. You guys are awesome.
Texting is such a tool.
Carly, did you want to say something?
No.
Carly, did you want to come again? Okay. I thought I'd put your hand down, but I see it again. Okay. Well, congratulations. Did Ron want to say anything?
Well, he knew what I needed to do. I said, well, I'm also going to be doing here. I was looking to check out Nashville a little bit more, but I thought, well, we'll put that on hold. He was in class, so I was just giving him reports, and he was excited.
I was.
Oh, yeah.
I was part of one program with, I'm on the hospital board, and this was a group of hospital leaders, part of LifePoint that we're connected to. Anyway, I shared NECN with several people, and it was interesting. We're already building on July, so I know we're celebrating June, but there were some great opportunities that I was able to take advantage of that I think Topan, we're already planting seeds and moving forward into July. So it's nice to celebrate June, but it was also good to be making some good progress with that.
Yeah, awesome, great, yay.
That's awesome. We'll have the best summer ever.
Hope so.
Guys. Yeah. Let's see, who's next? Bill Cottle. Let me get back. Bill's working today's at the church, and let me see if he's available. Can you talk now, Bill?
Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Yeah. Fabulous. Congratulations to being in the top 10 and thank you so much for doing the three-way with Edwina. That was awesome, and she appreciated it, of course.
It was fun. I loved it. I love it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So as Pam and as Nancy just said, you know, doing NECN, no matter what you're doing. I mean, I got to the church this morning to do service, and nobody wanted to do the outdoor picking up trash. And I thought, just exactly what I need to be in a quiet place to be able to listen and talk. So I've been talking to the quail while you guys have been talking, and it's just delightful here in Idaho. Anyway, I did not have time to look and see how our numbers came up. But I suspect it's the same thing I saw this morning. Believe it or not, because of the holiday, we're already almost qualified. We have 4 orders already in for the month of July and have almost met our 500 points. So I believe that most of the time the reason that we're on the top 10 is because we have a good retail base and customers that are, you know, consistently purchasing. So I suspect that's why I'm here. But I don't know. I haven't looked deeper.
Well, it's magic. It really is. I know you have tremendous compassion and for people situation, and you do stay in contact with all of your customers, and that is a big deal right there. So. You know, and I know you've got your antennas up too for some business builders, and that's going to happen. We're going to get a few new silvers between now and the end of the year, right?
Absolutely. I'm so happy and grateful.
Happy and grateful, that's right.
Happy and grateful. Well, thank you for sharing while you're working, and
we appreciate you.
Say hi to those quail for us, okay?
Thank you. And I guess the biggest win for me is last Thursday I had grandchild number 13. So we will be in
of
July we'll be traveling. Anyway.
Right.
Thanks everybody. Congratulations to everyone.
How many grandchildren parents has now?
Elijah is number 13.
Number 13. Oh, what a blessing. Yay, right, Bill. Congratulations.
It's cheaper by the dozen. We need our dozen plus.
There you go. Absolutely. And more fun, too.
That's right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Carla Clark, you're next.
Hey, Carla.
Get back and get you unmuted again. Okay, Carly, your line's open.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, morning. Congratulations.
Well, excited to be in your list of top 10. Right at the beginning of June, I connected with an old college friend, and she ended up doing the sleep. And so that was a significant start to the month. And she continues to be interested in adding more, and so I think she will be a customer again in July, so that's cool. And then I've been giving out little samples of the paleo bars and 10-4 and so on as I talk to people, and a new neighbor in the neighborhood has been intrigued with both things, and so she bought some things early on in the month and then has bought some more things. So it's been about customers and getting to that 1,500 mark, which has been my goal this year for customers, 5 customers, 1,500, whatever. So still making the goal. And I think the I can call has been useful for me. I think that's helped energy to be up and focus to be better. Maybe bravery to be better. That's not the word I really want, but just being more willing to go for it and asking in spite of. And a lot of invites to listen to recordings and conference calls and things of that sort, and doing the follow up, and things are just things are better.
Right, and you've shared with me that and I guess you just did again that it's easier for you to take action now when that little nudge comes to call somebody, or you think of somebody, you're getting a hold of them now instead of putting it off, right?
Yeah. You asked when you called yesterday about whether or not I'd had a busy day yesterday, referring to the Thursday, the 30th, and I didn't even know what you were talking about at first. So I did send out a lot of emails about that sale, but I did not follow Edwina's example and do the calling. And of course, not everybody checks emails every day. So I agree with some of the others that texting and the calls are far better when we're trying to promote something that's just last minute and needs quick action and so forth. And so good examples. We had some good information on this call. Thanks for facilitating.
Yeah, and thanks everyone for sharing, because that's how we grow together.
And I'm glad, Carla, that you brought up about the I can, and because we talk about it, but everything it springs from our attitude, from our mindset, and everything that we can do to improve our our personal growth, our personal development, and having a positive mindset, the I can mindset, and just like you said, how it's leading into now when you think of somebody that you'd like to call, you just do it. And that just makes all the difference. And then the synchronicities just start to happen, and the energy flow like Edwina was talking about. So thanks, Carla, and congratulations for being so.
Thank you.
You're being really consistent and persistent, and and it's starting to gain momentum for you. So congratulations.
All right. Ruth Lowe is next, and Ruth is with family at Disneyland today.
Wow. So, Happy Disneyland, Ruth.
And Dori Lorden in Ruth's group. She's almost always right up there. So, yay, Dori. And Becky and Steve, you are next. What would you guys like to share?
You need to unmute your line,
I bet I'll see. I see Steve Dragon. There's Steve. There's Becky. Okay, your lines are open.
Good morning.
Steve and Becky Dragon.
Good morning. I too am working on attitude and love the I can attitude. I have been listening. When we went to Orlando, Mike DiMuccio did a presentation that really struck me, and I've been listening to that over and over as he has talked about faith and intention. It was just everything that I needed. And so that is what I'm focusing on, is shifting my vibration. And with that, I feel like things come to me more. I was able to share with someone that just happened to be walking her dog next door to my house, and I was able to open my mouth. So it's, I guess that's my biggest thing, just being aware of opportunities and moving forward. What about you, honey? He's in up the trail. I don't know. Maybe he's not unmuted, but anyway.
Steve, are you able to talk? You're unmuted.
He's out there with the partridges. And
yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, congratulations, you guys. You and Becky's been working on her elevator speech, and she's really got that down.
Yeah, maybe share that, Becky. I mean, I think that's made a really big difference for you too.
Would you like to share that now?
Oh, boy, I wish I had it in front of me, just in case. You know how that is? I could never play the piano for someone singing. I could play it by myself, but so I used to be fat and sad and had a whole host of health challenges, and I had no money. And then my brother introduced me to Meekin. And at the time that he did that, I heard this voice in my head that said, this is the answer to your prayer. So, of course, I had to investigate. And so he taught me the environment has been compromised and how much that was affecting my health, and shared with me the technologies that would put the environment back the way God created it. And that really spoke to me. I love that. And so we created our own wellness home. And, of course, everything began to change for the better. I lost a bunch of weight and got healthy. All those issues went away. And that was over 11 years ago. So now I help others that may be sick or sad or want a better way to improve their health and possibly income along the way. Woohoo!
Yay!
Wow! Woo, woo. That is awesome. Gives me shivers. I love it.
Awesome job. And
thank you.
That really resonates. So that's good.
Yeah, it's just, you know, and it sounds like you. It's just natural. It's just like, you know, it's just a flow. It's just, it's, yeah.
Awesome. That was the intent. Also, we are getting ready to go to the family retreat in La Pointe, Utah, with Molly Simpson's family. And Adam and Brittany were supposed to take their son, Carson, and Brittany was kind of in charge of helping. But she ended up having an emergency surgery on her foot again. And so we offered to take Carson and go to that. So that's what we're, and we might even take our daughter that lives in Idaho. We'll see, but she's never been to a Nikan event, so that would be fun. But that's what's going on right now.
Woo-hoo! Oh, fabulous.
Yay! Yeah, Becky and Steve, and Becky, congratulations both at being in the top with the personal group volume, and also in the top retailing.
Thank you. Yeah, that has to do mostly, I think, with wanting to be healthy ourselves and being on all the nutritionals. But how grateful I am that I can do that. So,
it is awesome.
Me
all right.
Too. I am so grateful for these Nikan products and that we are able to take them all.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you, Julie Matt. Because you were in both of those lists, I wanted you to be on, and that you're the one of the top 10 retailers, and so are you still available to talk?
I am. I'm
your
in my car,
open.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Good morning, Julie.
Okay, good morning. It's exciting to be in the top 10 again. It's I was out for a minute, and
woo-hoo!
I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. So I'm going to keep working to stay there. But it's great. People just woke up, and we're starting to hear some things this past month. And, you know, they were coming to me saying, you know, you mentioned a couple weeks ago or last month, or I saw you and Tina talking and were, you know, actually reciting parts of conversations that Tina and I had on our broadcast, which I find just so amazing to hear somebody say my words back to me and be like, remember when you said this? That really struck home with me. Can we talk about that? I'd like to learn more. So that happened repeatedly.
Wow.
And it's leading to things. It didn't lead to as much as I thought perhaps last month, but I think, as Tina said, it's planting the seeds, and July is just going to be that much better for it in August and September and October and just keep going. Because I don't plan on stopping on broadcasting. I don't think Tina's stopping, so we're just going to keep getting them, you know, the information out there for everybody. Yes, I have a fast, funny story because you have so many people to speak. Yesterday at work, I walked into a meeting, and one of the young gentlemen who's just joined our group looked horrible. He just looked like he was in tremendous pain, and I looked at him, and I said, that's a migraine. I know that's a migraine. And he said, oh, my gosh, I don't get them often, but when I get them, they're horrible. And it was just innate. I just took my necklace off, which I know I'm not supposed to do, and I put it around him, and I happened to have CM cream at my desk, so I zipped over and got my CM cream, and I just started rubbing it on his neck. And my boss came in, my infamous boss, and he's like, I'm not even seeing this. I don't know what you're doing. And I said, it's under agreement. It was a good idea. I mean, he's willing. It's not against his wishes. And so I was just rubbing his neck, hitting some pressure points at the base of his skull to help him because he was really suffering. And my boss said, don't you have some sort of magic cream that you should be using? And I was like, well, yes, it's good that you're listening to me. And as a matter of fact, that's what I'm rubbing into his neck right now. So he's hearing me. And I had told him on, and he was like, what is that on your shoulder? I said, oh, it's kinetic tape. He goes, oh, my wife uses that all the time. She swears by it. So now I have another prospect. I'll go through him to his wife.
Yay.
Woo-hoo!
We're getting it, and we're seeing it online and liking it and coming in saying, you know, what were you talking about with that water on Facebook? And so I ordered another waterfall to bring into my office to have at my desk, first of all, for me, because I'm super selfish that way. But then everybody who came to my desk the one day I had it was like, what is that? So it's a great opportunity to get it in front of more people. So next week I'll have water at my desk.
Yeah.
Come on by.
Perfect. Yes. How cool is that? Because you did the live streaming stuff. Now people at work, which you can't, I mean, you know, you don't want to talk to directly while you're at work.
And then I've been doing it.
Yeah.
But they can watch your live stream and then they can come ask you.
Exactly. Well, I posted a photograph online on Facebook saying I had it at my desk and I was so happy that it was there. And one of the guys who sits like 20 feet from me, he was like, how is it that I saw this on Facebook before I saw it at your desk? I was like, well, come by. You don't come by often enough. But, you know, the live streaming that I was doing in some of the other groups, people are contacting me, and I've met a gentleman whose son has cerebral palsy, and he's interested in talking about more. So it's growing.
Wow. That's awesome. Awesome. Well, you guys are good teachers for the rest of us, and let's all challenge ourselves to do
live streaming
this
month in July.
Even if it's a 2-minute one or a
well,
30-second one.
There you go.
Julie and her horse. You got to.
I love that one, Jewel. That is so.
I have on that other group. It's so funny. I have people who've asked to be my friends, so they see more about me Ken now. But they're actually reaching out to me saying, "Can you let me know before you go live so we don't miss it?"
Wow.
That is way cool. Way cool. All right. Well, you're awesome. And thank you, everyone, for sharing. It's been an awesome day of celebration and sharing.
Isn't this fun? I know. It's so fun to get together and hear from everybody. And you know, here we are coming into the 4th of July and the freedoms that we have. So many freedoms and even more because we know about Niken and we can be healthier, you know, and we can have do the personal growth, the humans being more, we can earn money, we can help other people, and we can give that gift to other people. I mean, Jack and I mean, both of us are so grateful every day that we learned about Niken, and I know you are too, and this is a special time of, you know, that for Julie, I think it was yesterday was Canada Day, and for the people in the U.S. on Monday, it'll be the 4th of July to celebrate the freedom in our country. But to have these personal freedoms and to have that we can make these choices in our life and that we can help educate other people so that they can make choices that are better for them too. We just love and appreciate each one of you. You guys are awesome.
Okay. Well,
thank you, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Happy 4th of July.
Bye.
Congratulations, everybody.
Happy 4th of July.
Have an awesome weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.